God bless you. God bless you. This is Dr. A. Listen, I know it's pretty late where I am right now, but God has dropped a revelation on my heart, and I don't want to forget it. So I decided to do this through Blog Talk Radio. It's been some time since I've been on here, but here we go. All right, listen, there are times when we talk about coming out of our comfort zone and moving forward. And basically what we're talking about, doing something we've never done before or doing something that's not comfortable for us. So we're talking about how we move out. And the Lord began to remind me about the scripture when Jesus was walking on the water and the disciples saw Jesus there, and I remember they were saying that it's a spirit. They didn't believe it was him because it was the middle of a storm. It was very hard to see, and it was blurry and dark and gloomy, and Peter took a bold step and said, "Lord, if it's you, bid me to come." And then Jesus said, "It is I." And then Peter stepped out of the boat, and he started walking on water. Now, for years, I've always looked at this, and I said, okay, that's what that means to step out of where you are and do something you've never done before. He's never walked on water before, as we know it. As a matter of fact, we don't even know of another person or human being that has walked on water before, you know. So this was something supernatural. This was something unheard of, but the key thing is that Peter said, listen, if this is you, hey, if you're doing it, let me know. Just tell me to come, and I know I can do it too. I know I'm going to be all right, you know. And the key thing, though, that the Father reminded me, a lot of times what we say in our sermons, and I know I've said it many times, God is just waiting on you to step out of the boat. God is just waiting on you. He's waiting on you, and it's up to you. Everything will be done. It's up to you. And God began to look, like put a little tap on my shoulder and say, listen, yes, I'm waiting on you, but you got to remember, I also have the helper, which is the Holy Spirit. And we have no excuse, none whatsoever. Hear this. We have no excuse because guess what? The Holy Spirit is there to even help you do what you need to do for yourself. So a lot of times we say, well, God is just waiting on you. And yes, he's waiting on you, but at the same time, he's telling you, but I got the connection in you. So whatever you need, if you're dealing with fear, doubt, unbelief, the Holy Spirit is there to crush that stuff out. I mean, out the way, and to give you the direction, and give you the faith, and give you the actual movement you need to take your leg and your foot out of that boat. That's what happens. We get in a rut. We get in a point where, you know, this is what I'm accustomed to. I'm accustomed to this taking care of me and that taking care of me, and it's all taken care of, and this is already set up. But there are times, and I've noticed this in my life, and I just want to share this because it may be in your life as well. A lot of times we say, oh, I can't do this. This is so much. Oh, I can't deal with this. This is too much on me. But I guarantee you, when the fire gets under you, you get the moving, don't you? What happened? Let me just give you an example. I was thinking about moving some time ago, but it was like a thought. You know what I'm saying? It was a thought, and then I was thinking, oh, I got to do this. I got to do that, and you know, and you kind of like put it off, excuse me, but the time came where I literally had to move. It wasn't no, I didn't have time for, I call it hemming and hawing. I didn't have time for, I didn't have time for that. It was, you got to get out, you got to move, you got to get out now. You know, some situations had came up and I had to get out of there. And I wasn't being evicted for not paying rent. I just had to get out of there. That situation was so crucial. It was just, it was damaging to my psyche, to my everything, and I had to get out. And I tell you, now I took all of that I was saying before. Oh, it's going to take so many months. Oh, it's going to take that. Do you know that not only did I get out, but I was able to find a place that was suitable for what I was looking for within 2 weeks? I had 2 weeks to get out, right? And in 2 weeks, I had the place. Come on. Was it because that everything was given to me? No, but because as soon as I found I had to get out, I put every energy I could in between working to find what I needed. I was hustling. I say hustling because it was just moving and moving, making phone calls and contacts and going to see properties and checking this out and asking questions. And I got to go over another place. And I'm still not familiar with the city I'm living in and finding this place and finding that place. Should it be this area? Should it be that area? I'm looking. And then on top of that, then getting a car at the same time, and I had to get that to get. I mean, do you know I accomplished so much within a matter of 3 weeks, wherein before I was taking like 6-7 months saying, oh, I get it together. And what happens is sometimes situations will come like a fire in our life, fiery trials and so forth, and it gets us moving. And we find that we accomplish these things which we said before we couldn't accomplish. It's because we had to, you know? So I say to you, do not get comfortable. Even now, I'm looking at myself. I said, okay, I need to study. I need to get this because I have some different classes I have before me. Not every day I feel like it. You know, but I've gotten to the point I tell myself I'm learning, and I am. I really am, and that's the whole purpose. I don't want to just be saying I'm studying and I turn around and I don't understand anything. That's just a waste, you know. But the thing about it is, but the fire or that what I need to do it regularly on a regular basis and on a schedule, you know, type of basis and fervently, you know, not just casually, but fervently study and push myself, because I got, as soon as I study, I got to take this test. And once I take the test and pass the test, then I can move forward. But if I keep dragging my feet, what's going to happen? I'm not going to move forward like I need to move forward. And what happens a lot of times, God will allow circumstances to come in our life, those fiery trials, to get our butt up to move. And we find out, oh, well, I didn't really know I could move that fast. I didn't know I could do that much in such a short period of time. Because a lot of times, usually we say God is waiting on us. Yeah, he's waiting. Because he needs to provide. That's what his whole thing is. He's a provider. But yet, if we don't move forward and move out of our comfort zone, because we can get comfortable. You get to the point where you don't have to work 2 and 3 jobs just to pay the bills. You got one job, and then you come home like, oh, this is nice. But you're not thinking about your future. You got to look at your streams. Come on, you got to look at your streams that you got to set up. Are you working on your streams? Are you dedicating time to promote your other things on the side that you're trying to build up? What are you doing? Amen. And so what are you doing to get out of that boat? Okay? Now, this is Dr. A. I just want to drop that thought to you. I love you guys to life. And hopefully I see you again here on Blog Talk Radio. God bless.